Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to kind of cut our intro music a little bit because we had to decide to do part two of the show because yesterday's show was so interesting, exciting. There was so much to talk about, and I'm super excited to come back with part two. Where do the lonely go at Christmas time? Good morning. You're with Charmaine on The Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio, and I am absolutely honored to welcome again my co-host for today's show. Again, it is Ada Adams. And Ada is a spiritual teacher and healer, a herbologist, and she's also a holistic coach. So, Ada, welcome again to be my co-host on the Charmaine Jean Blog Talk Radio. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, I was super excited because I don't always have a co-host for the show, and so you were like a perfect fit to have some banter and some discussion with on where do the lonely go at Christmas time. So let's just jump right into part two because yesterday we talked about some of the things that can cause loneliness and depression. We talked about a few statistics mentioned in a couple of ways. And before we jump into what we're going to talk about today, which is some of the ways that we can now reconnect and how we can manage and cope better, right? Because it is here. It is Thanksgiving, people. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, you out there, you who will be listening to this after Thanksgiving, maybe next year, maybe 2 weeks from now, maybe 2 years from now. Either way, I just want to say a special blessing to you and your loved ones. You are with Charmaine on The Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. This morning, Ada, as I usually do, especially during the holiday season, I was scrolling through my memories, and one entry that I saw, which blew me away, was it was about 6 years ago, I think, on this day, 6 years ago, right? And I wrote, yesterday, my coworkers and I learned of a woman in her late 40s who hung herself. That was right at the holiday season, right before Thanksgiving Day, and in her late 40s with her children. And her note said, "I have nothing." That just like brought a tear to my heart again. And I'm like, wow, oh my gosh. 6 years ago on today, her children must be 60, well, of course, would have been 6 years older than they were when they lost their mom. And people a lot of times during the holidays feel like I have nothing and I am nothing. I'm not that important. No one's going to miss me from the party. I'm just here in my little hole. No one is going to care to wish me a happy holiday. And bah humbug, happy what? F you, you know, because they're feeling lonely and depressed. So Ada, let's get into it right now. Talk to us.
Well, I like what you talk. I mean, it's sad that that had to happen. That happened, especially during the holidays. And suicide is so sad. I mean, I cannot even begin to imagine what the kids felt when they saw their, you know, when they found their mother out there. But I keep telling everybody that one thing, suicide is preventable. And the main cause of suicide is actually not connecting. And I know we spoke about that a lot yesterday about connection, but it's lack of connection that causes us to feel that, oh, you have nothing. But when you think about it, we have so much more. But again, not everybody believes that. So right. How do we find that connection within ourselves so we can also connect with other people? So I was thinking about that, and I thought, oh, you know what? You mentioned yesterday I migrated here, and being in a foreign country with different culture and different, you know, it's very different. And the one thing I chose to do was to really get a community. And I tried to have a community. I worked hard at it. I have my meditation group that we hang out, and I mean, I love meditating, and I love that group specifically because we do so much more than just meditate. We hang out.
Mm-hmm.
We celebrate birthdays. We celebrate one another. Then I have another group. I go to the gym when I can sometimes. And when I do.
It's my intention. It's on my 2020's goal list, January 1st. Thank you.
Exactly.
After I have about 10 bowls of Haitian soup.
Yeah. So with that, I go. When I started, I joined a Zumba class. And that's a whole story to itself. They have a very beautiful Zumba community. And so we dance, we go to movies, and it's just about people and just having that communion with another soul, you know, with somebody
Absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so,
you know, I did start off, of course, with the little on this day today. And when I read it, I thought, wow, how interesting that today's show is about loneliness at Christmas time, loneliness during the holiday season, and that we talk about connection. I believe there are two words, probably a lot more words, but, you know, if you could find the one word that you would say for each of us, that exemplifies the core of who we are, our core beliefs, and the space that we operate from. Mostly, if there was one word for me, it would be connection. That is such a critical piece because I think in that you find love, you find compassion, you find tolerance, you find self-awareness, you find self-actualization. But you say it's the lack of connection that causes, in many ways, we're not saying all, we're not going the clinical route here to say in many ways, in a lot of ways, the root of that is a lack of connection. People that take their lives, they're not feeling connected with themselves. They feel usually useless, like this lady, I have nothing, I am nothing. Usually people say, well, no one's going to miss me, or I'm invisible. That's how they feel. So why am I here anyway? There's not a connection with loved ones. The suicide rates do go up. Depression and loneliness, feelings of those go up incredibly during the holiday season. People tend to medicate themselves on excess alcohol or even excess food, or they lock themselves away, or just a feeling of worthlessness and loneliness, right? I think a lot because sometimes we do not feel like we're in a position to celebrate anything or celebrate life. So how do you feel like someone can cope or manage during the holiday season through reconnecting? So what are some of the coping mechanisms for someone who feels lonely? Because they don't know, they don't always just feel lonely during the holiday season. It's probably compounded during the holiday season. But bouts of loneliness and depression and getting into a dark space or an abysmal space typically haunt a lot of us. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that we don't have ebbs and flows to our emotions, right? But it's the extreme cases, the clinical ones where this feeling is just lingering. It doesn't disappear in 5 minutes or an hour. You sit with it and you ruminate with it and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So tell us, coping and surviving, what do you got on that?
Okay. Well, I'd suggest the first thing I'd talk about is meditation. Now, I know there's meditation and mindfulness. There's one very beautiful meditation. It's called Meditation on Twin Hearts. Now, I am a big advocate for this meditation. It's really about the prayer of centeredness.
How does meditation How does meditation help someone to not feel lonely or more depressed? Because sometimes people say, well, that will make me feel more and more depressed. That will make me feel more lonely, more down. How does that work?
Actually, it doesn't. It really doesn't. What happens is, especially with this specific meditation I'm talking about, Twin Hearts, it's very service-based. And not only that, mm-hmm. it concentrates on the heart chakra, the heart energy point and the crown
mm-hmm.
energy
okay.
point. So mm-hmm. when those ones are open, then there's a lot of divine energy that comes down. And when the divine energy comes down, it clears. So I know yesterday we spoke a little bit about
mm-hmm.
energy and how
mm-hmm.
you can release some of that heavy
unforgiveness, bitterness,
and grief, and all this depression.
So this type of meditation that you're describing really is about
mm-hmm.
letting go and releasing negative energy.
Yes, it is. It is.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, what makes it even more special is how it's guided. So you have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to think about it. All you have to do is press play. And it just guides you. And there's a lot of breathing. And, you know, you breathe and you know, you just go through the motions and it actually relaxes you.
Do you have a particular link to this guided meditation? Because I'd like to be able to share it. So after the show, we can get together and share it, and I can add it to the information on the show today.
Okay, yeah, that would be because it really helps. I've seen people come from verges of even suicide, and something just shifts.
Mm-hmm.
You can
mm-hmm.
totally see the shift happening, and that's only one part of it. Of course, there's energy healing also, where you know a professional will go in and just align your chakras, you know, so that way you're back to who you're supposed to be. Yeah,
right.
Who you
so,
are.
So so one of the ways you're saying is using guided meditation, and a good person for that, of course, is you. You are a holistic coach, but also this is what you do in terms of chronic healing and getting into those chakras. So I'm a big advocate of meditation. I just wanted to ask so that we could get an explanation, because sometimes people hear, oh, I need to meditate, I need to sit still, and their mind is going elsewhere. They're thinking about all the issues and problems and how lonely they are, and they feel like, well, if I'm alone, if I'm still, then it's really going to hit me more. So this guided meditation is one that will help clear your chakras. But first, I do believe it's going to be a decision to want to let go, a choice. I do believe that with everything. I feel like also one of the things to combat loneliness and depression and feelings of that, whether it's clinical or you just go into things, is to find a therapist. I myself, of course, with my degree in psychology and also being a certified work-life balance and relationship coach, relationship once again just has to do with connection. I operate from a spiritual place, and just having talk therapy, psychotherapy, someone that you can talk to, because loneliness, of course, is very painful emotionally, and it can have devastating long-term psychological and physical effects on our health. It predisposes depression. And it increasing Alzheimer's disease, it suppresses our immune functioning, it stresses our heart, our cardiovascular system, and therefore it impacts our longevity. And even if you live long chronologically or physically, how are you living? How are you really feeling? Mm-hmm. So don't dispel or feel like, oh my gosh, this is so taboo, I can't express how I'm feeling, because this is the biggest problem, especially in our African American Black community.
Oh yeah,
we don't. Mm-hmm. We just want to see good images. Go ahead. What do you think?
I agree. I totally agree with that.
In terms of cultural aspect.
We have to ask for help. We cannot. This world is a bit. It's tough. You know, we need one another. I don't think human beings were born or were created to be lone rangers. So we need that.
There wouldn't be so many of us.
Exactly. Yeah. One more thing I wanted to bring up is also going back to what you love to do, your hobbies. It could be whatever your hobbies are, reading a book, knitting, playing music, anything that can get you out of that funk. Because that's another thing. You mentioned how do you get into, you might not want to meditate, you do not want to talk to anyone, but you have that one thing that you used to do when you were younger or when you felt that your life was perfect. That one thing, whatever it could be, maybe that's time to pull it out. If it's a hobby, maybe it's making scarves or whatever. Just go back to that. Go back to basics. Start with your hobbies. It could be dancing. It could be cooking. Mm-hmm. Whatever it could be, that will bring you out of that funk. You know, it will bring you out, it will pull you out, and then from there you can go on. Then you can see a therapist. Then you can go do meditation, you know.
Right.
You know, but you have to pull yourself. I like what you said earlier. You said what did you say? You said you need something to bring you out. How did you put it?
Your warm place. Get into the happy place.
Getting to your warm space. Your warm space. If you can get to your warm space, then we can go. You can work on the other things, which will help long time, for a long term. That way, you won't be depressed or lonely.
Absolutely.
Loneliness. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I feel like it's something that's cultivated since childhood. We may not recognize it as that, but as grown ups, as parents, as adults, as educators, as coaches, the grown-ups among us ought to be able to facilitate that with the younger people. And when I say with the younger people, the children that we have in our own families, our own children, our neighbors, our societies, if you're, you know, how are you encouraging creativity? How are you encouraging kids to find that warm space? You know, what are you doing? And I've written about this in a couple, the two self-help books that I've written, and I've mentioned the important thing is, what did you love to do when you were a child? And what did people say that you did that made them feel good? And going back to that, and I just remember for me, it was always like I always loved to teach. I used to pretend teach. I've always wanted to be a teacher and a life coach. And that's what drives me. And I loved to write. I would start by writing on the walls. And, you know, my dad never scolded me. And, you know, I tell the story even with my youngest son, who is already a published author. I just was, like, fascinated. Like, why is this child that, like, before he was crawling, he was, like, finding crayons or pencils or whatever, you know, and he would write on the walls. And I'm like, I'm not going to scold him. Facilitating or having a breeding ground for the expression of our creativity, the full expression of ourselves. And I find that as adults, we're still trying to figure that out. I have a lot of friends who are in their 50s, we're at a place where they're still trying to figure out what really juices me up, you know, because so long, for so many years and decades, we have created a facade, a mask, we've built ourselves into, and we've conformed. And now everyone's into this whole awakening of truest expression of ourselves. I just want to express myself. I want to find myself. I want to be who I am. Because we're looking for that warm space and the happy place. Because we know that's the only, that's one of the only places that we can go within ourselves to put depression and loneliness at bay, or to keep it at bay as best as we can.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. I'm totally agreeing with you. I'm in such agreement with that because I was having a conversation with my daughter, and she loved her Instagram and she loved her Snapchat. And I took that away from her. I literally told her, "Hey, can I have your phone?" And it was not because she was not being punished. And I explained it to her, and she did not get it.
Right.
But I told her, "Baby, I'm not punishing you, but I want to have a one-on-one connection. I want us to really just do something that we used to like doing." And we went and watched Frozen, and I loved watching it. It was a good movie, and just by being outside doing something that did not require phones or any internet, anything that, and I saw her blooming. I could see her, the light in her eyes just shining, and I really truly enjoyed that. I enjoyed just being with her, doing absolutely nothing, spending a mommy and her day.
That's important. The connection and the reconnection. And, you know, I know we could talk about this until, because we will. I mean, it's always going to be a topic of discussion, because when you talk about emotions and our mental health, because this is what this is all about. And, you know, a life coach, and you know, having studied the whole realm of psychology, but also just being an observer. I mean, you know, I'm at work, and my team is always fascinated. Like, how do you remember that about that person? Like, because I'm in their space at the moment, and I'm present with them, and I listen. And so, my success as a top performer, literally at work, it's really just listening to people. And when they come in, I can remind them of what we talked about. And usually it's about something about their family or an event or something in their life. And those are the kinds of relationships and connection that builds trust. So my clients will come in and come back because they feel like they can trust me. Like, wow, here's one person that actually listened to me. I can't believe that she actually heard what I said. I like her, and that's pretty much it. And so, go ahead.
No, I'm listening to you. I'm agreeing with you. Yes.
Yeah, but I, you know, I can go off on a tangent with everything that comes in my head, right? I think that's why sometimes my friends are like, okay, if you say we need to talk or let's talk, literally I will be on the phone for over an hour. And I can be, and sometimes because my brain keeps going. I think that's why it's so fitting for me to have a blog talk show, because it's a place for me to go and have conversation, right? And but back to your example with your daughter, and just putting away everything for those 2 hours where it's just you connecting. And even though you went to see a movie, you had the time in the car, you had the time to sit together.
Oh, yeah.
You had that transmittal of energy. You had that feeling about it yesterday. And I can't wait for this. Oh, my gosh. I'm super excited because, you know, I've been thinking about, like, okay, this whole Popeye's Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich craze. And so yesterday, Jacob comes in and, you know, I don't fry chicken at home, much less cook, you know, or vice versa, right? So Jacob's like, Mom, this whole Popeye's thing. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, I was just thinking about that. We need to go get some Popeye's fried chicken. So, yeah, because I haven't had the sandwich or whatever, and I can't wait to have a road trip because, you know, the closest Popeye's is like 18 miles away from me. It's in Snellville. Or by, you know, where is it? Pleasant Hill, someplace there. So one or the other, it's a few miles away. And so I was just thinking, so, you know, during the holiday season, whenever we're all together, we like to do as simple as, hey, you want to jump in the car? I'm running to the supermarket. Like the smallest little thing, just to be in that space and to connect.
Yeah.
Because usually when we're home, it's very quiet in the house, and everybody got their own space and doing their own thing. But then we get together around the island, or we get together, we go see a movie, and sometimes they feel forced, like, okay,
do we have to, get in the car, you know. And then they get in the car and they're on their phones and have their earphones. And when we're in the supermarket, we're talking, and sometimes we'll, you know, so, but it's the little things. But let's jump back around, because 5 minutes before the show ends. Tell me something else about connection.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to talk about was there's some apps on social media that really help. Like there's Eventbrite, where you can just put in whatever you're going. You know, you can search for what's happening around you. Eventbrite and Meetup, and in fact, that's how, especially Meetup, that's where most of the people find me for meditation. That's where we have it at Atlanta Pranic Healing Center, or just meditation on Twin Hearts. You will find us there on Meetup, and it's just that way you can meditate, you can have all the things. And not only that, they have all these groups for certain people, whatever it is that you're going through. I'm certain you can find something on Meetup. They have all sorts of groups.
Your specific group, because I don't want to just pass over it. Your specific Meetup group, what is it? Meetup? What's the name of your Meetup?
It's Meditation on Twin Hearts Meetup.
Meditation on Twin Hearts.
Yes, Twin Hearts, TWIN, Hearts, HEARTS. You can also go to my website. That's www.manabymombi.com. And I have a link to that also. And the dates and the time for the meditations, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. And I'm glad that we got a chance to share that on today's show. Definitely send it to me, and I will share the link as well. I think, you know, I'm very interested in just that guided meditation piece. I just feel like it's important to be spiritually centered. And I'm the person that's always going to keep going until I've cleared my space. I need to feel total euphoria of freedom, and that that just that sweet space, that cleaned out chakra, that light and that white. And so that's very important, and it's important to get to that space. So I appreciate you. Definitely, let me just use this moment to say thank you so much, Ada, for sharing and for being my co-host on today's show. You have been listening to Charmaine on The Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. But we have 2 minutes to showtime ending. So I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to you and to all the listeners. I'm saying all the listeners like I've got a bunch of folks listening, right? But by the time you get to listen to this, you would have heard it. But circling back, what do the lonely do at Christmas? And it's funny, because I was thinking about the topic and I'm like, what's the name of that Christmas song? It's What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas Time? And that song, it's a Christmas song, and I think, what do the lonely do at Christmas? And I thought about that. But Ada, thank you for sharing some morsels. Thank you for this very lively discussion. And I am hoping that we will all reconnect with ourselves, reconnect with our families, our loved ones. And today and always, remember that everything that you do, every choice that you make, you're making memories. You're making a choice. How is the rest of my life going to be? How is the rest of today going to be based on the choice and the decision that I make now? So where do the lonely go at Christmas? I say we go right back into ourselves. We reconnect with ourselves. We reconnect with our loved ones and reach out. Reach out and connect. Let someone know how you're feeling. Take that burden off of yourself and share that burden. This is the season. So as we go into the holidays, with or without plans, with or without being with family and friends, know that you are enough. Unlike the suicide note that I mentioned earlier, know that you are everything. You have everything. And make it the most joyous, amazing holiday season. And all the best for 2020. Ada, thank you so much for being my co-host. You've been listening to Charmaine on The Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. What do you want to say?
Thank you.
That's not good.